every distress. I call upon you, God. I know that you hear me. My cry comes before you.
Your goodness, you speedify all the words and dreams, golden fire of my enemies, you speedify.
your goodness.
Speedify.
Everything you said to us, Lord, you
speedify.
Lord, all your dreams for our lives.
Speedify.
All of your goodness, Lord.
Speedify.
Every dream you've given us, Lord.
Speedify.
Every word you've given us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Speedify.
Father, the riches, Lord, the glory.
Speedify. More.
surrender to Jehovah, for He has done.
He has done so very much.
Yes, what shall I render?
What shall I render?
Oh, to Jehovah. Here we go.
Oh, He has done yes. so very much for me.
Lord, what can we render to You for all the amazing things You've done? Oh, the very fact that we went through the turbulence of the last few years intact, stronger, focused, established, unshaken, was because of Your doing. For in our own abilities, we will fail, we will faint. We live in times when people's hearts are failing them because of the fears. Young men, young women, people of all age groups are collapsing because of the weight of distress that they feel, the uncertainties that blind their vision. But Lord, here we are, in spite of all that is happening in our world, celebrating, thankful, because God, You have been good to us. Your faithfulness is manifest. Amen. Lord, we bless Your holy name. And we thank You, Lord, O God, for another opportunity to hear Your word tonight. Oh, Father, we position ourselves for breakthroughs. Thank You, Lord, for the outpouring. For today, there will be an overflow. And just like a cup in a basin, this overflow shall begin to cause increase.
Jesus.
The waters of Your presence to rise, not only within, but without, until we will float overwhelmed by the goodness of Your presence in baptism. In waters, O God, that we cannot swim in. Father, carry us, carry us, carry us. You delivered Israel. And You said You did so on the wings of eagles. Ah, yes, Lord. We mount on those wings. And we are escaped from every distress. And we step into the promised land, the promised year of 2023. We celebrate the abundance that have been in store.
Yes. Restore.
We give you praise for what you have done already. Blessed be your holy name. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see you all this evening. The Lord is with us. You may be seated. Man of God that is going to speak to us tonight, I told you he's a man of excellence. And look at how sharply he's dressed.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're looking amazing, man.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. I don't remember how we met, but my first impression of him was that he was a man of excellence. Everything around him was excellent. And I believe the excellence of God's word is going to come forth through his mouth today.
Amen.
Amen. And he's just celebrated 30 years, and I believe we might just be amongst the first people that he's ministering to as he stepped into through the 30th year of his ministry.
Amen.
That's going to be amazing.
Our Lord
started when he was 30. So we get in that anointing.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. It's going to be a blast. So how are you doing, man of God?
I'm truly grateful. I'm doing very well. Very well. And I'm excited that God has kept us alive and well for such a time as this.
Yes, yes. And how is Pastor Joyce doing?
She's very fine. She's right. Also logging in also in the other room.
Okay.
To join us in this early hour of the morning from here.
Okay. Okay. We bless you, woman of God. We celebrate you as we celebrate your husband. Both of you are doing an extraordinary work right there in London. It's been a privilege to share your pulpit and minister to the saints there. There she is. Let's give her a good clap offering. Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you. Bless you. Mama, could you just come and just say hello this early? We don't know how long we're going to have her, so maybe you just say a quick hello to her.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hello, Apostle Fadeis. We bless both of you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's good to see you. I'm not sure how long we saw you last. Maybe more than 10 years or so.
Oh, it's
got to be. Could be.
About 15.
Yeah. Oh, definitely more than 10 years.
Yeah. Close to 15.
Bless your heart. So good to see you both look great.
Yes.
Thank
greetings
you,
to the children. I'm sure they are all grown.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely.
We bless God.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Looking forward to hearing from.
Oh, look at you.
There you are. Shalom.
Awesome.
Bless you. Anyway, bless you understand my dressing. It's winter, it's very cold. So. London winter is a little bit milder than ours, but it is well. Bless you. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I try to look a little bit British with this jacket.
Bishop, you're doing well. And Pastor Maria, you're doing well.
Thank you.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
It's congratulations for 30 years of ministry.
Amen.
The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Greater
Amen.
Dimension, greater glory. And Amen. More open doors
Amen.
To the nations of the world.
Amen.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Well, let me not keep chatting. We're ready for the word of the Lord that is placed in your mouth. We want to receive this fresh manna. It's going to bring transformation into our lives. It's going to bring us into a place where we are going to be able to investigate issues in discernment and appropriate the word of God effectively. God bless you, man of God. We receive your word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice. We'll be glad in it. I'm forever grateful to God for how he made our path to cross each other over these past definitely more than 15 years. And God has knitted our hearts together. Even when we've not seen each other, we still keep connected by speaking. I'm forever grateful for your love and your belief in what God is doing in our lives. Thank you, Pastor Bishop Mike and Pastor Maria and your family and the entire Church of God right there. We love you. And I believe that tonight, truly, it's a new day. The theme of the conference, Come Up Higher Meeting, Total Restoration Conference, with the theme Restoration and Restructuring for 2023. I strongly believe that it's an important step in the right direction for each and every one of us individually, as a family, and as a church. And what I've decided to do tonight, in continuation with all the other ministries that have come in the past few days, is to teach on what I've titled Understanding God's Pattern for Restoration. I repeat, Understanding God's Pattern for Restoration. And the scripture reading I will be using is Luke chapter 15, from verse 11 to verse 24. Luke chapter 15, from verse 11 to 24. And wherever you are, let's open our Bible to read, and that will be the basis of my teaching in this this evening over there and this early morning right here. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15, from verse 11. And I'll read to verse 24. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. Verse 17. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants are bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Verse 21. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and he began to be Mary. Praise the Lord. I believe that God has a divine order and pattern laid out in his word where restoration is concerned. And God's will for every one of us, no matter what stage we are in our life, is to constantly experience his own divine restoration. So it's important that we follow such pattern that God has laid in his word. The Bible is a book of patterns. There are patterns that God has laid for us, and that pattern cut across every area of our life, whether it's marriage, whether it's business, whether it's ministry, or even our own personal life. And man of God, thank you, and woman of God, thank you for this conference you put together and to be able to link, because I believe that what God will have us enjoy in this beginning of the year is understanding. Someone say understanding. The book of Proverbs in chapter 4, verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all getting, get understanding. I love that. Get understanding. And my belief and my prayer for you is that throughout this year, you will get understanding. And because you get understanding, you will be standing. No matter what comes your way, look at that word, understanding. Which means that sometimes we feel under, but we are standing. Sometimes we are under pressure, we are standing. Sometimes we are underrated, we are standing. And I believe that in all areas of your life and my life, throughout this year, you will be standing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So getting understanding God's pattern for restoration. When we think of someone like Moses, when God called him, he called him to bring those people out. And after bringing them out, God also told him to build him a tabernacle. And one of the injunctions God gave Moses was this. He said to him in Exodus 25 from verse 1 to verse 2, then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly, with his heart, you shall take my offering. Now verse 40 then says, he says, see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you in the mountain. See to it that you build according to the pattern that has been shown to you on the mountain. So God wants us to follow biblical pattern. To follow biblical pattern. And from the scripture we just read in the book of Luke chapter 15, we can see God's pattern of restoration. God's pattern of restoration. And in gleaning from God's word and from the understanding he has given me in the recent time, we see three important patterns that leads to restoration in any life. The first one is repentance. The second is returning. And the third one is restoring. I repeat, pattern of restoration is or are one, repentance, returning, and restoring. And I put here, this pattern cut across every area of our lives, especially our health, our wealth, our marriage, our business, our career, and the list goes on and on and on. So that no matter where you are in this season of your life, with God's wisdom and God's understanding entering into your heart, you can experience God's restoration. And one beautiful thing about God's restoration is this, it is an unending cycle. If you think of those three points I've mentioned, repentance, returning, and restoring, it is an unending cycle. So which means that even when you have experienced an element of restoring in your life, God takes you again through that process. It's an unbroken cycle. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, no matter what state you are, you will constantly know how to experience God's restoration because of repentance, returning, and restoring. I put here that this parable of the lost son, which is in that Luke chapter 15, reveals what is true repentance and the father's heart towards his children. One beautiful thing I love about our God is this, that he is a father. Much more than just being God. God is our father. And that's why when Jesus came to the earth, he didn't just come to reveal God to us. He came to reveal the Father. Many times they asked Jesus, show us the Father. He said, once you've seen me, you've seen him. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that more than ever before, you and I will come into a new dimension of enjoying your personal relationship with our Abba Father. What differentiates Christianity from other religion is the fatherhood of God. Other religions don't see God as Father. And that's why in the story of this prodigal son, we see God revealing his heart as a father. Oh, I pray for you and I that in this season, you will know God as your Father. See how Jesus taught us how to pray before he left the earth. He said, after this manner, you will pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Nothing thrills my heart, and I pray nothing will thrill your heart than knowing that God is your Abba Father. Glory be to God. So, from this scripture of Luke chapter 15, we see that repentance involves realizing the need to turn from the direction we have been following. That's what repentance is. To realize the need to turn from the direction we have been following. And the second thing is to arise, to return to the Father's house, to ask for forgiveness. And then to now receive a face-to-face relationship with the Father. Glory be to God. So I believe God with you and I, that in this season, we will know that repentance involves realizing the need to turn from the direction we have been following. And every time in our life, we will often take some direction. Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is dead. And repentance is not just for an unbeliever. Every one of us in this journey of Christian life will have to know how to begin to appropriate the wisdom of repentance. Because without repentance, there is no returning. And without returning, there is no restoring. Glory be to God. And so this prodigal son came to know how not only to repent, but also to arise and return to the Father's house to ask for forgiveness. And then guess what? He received a face-to-face relationship with the Father. A face-to-face relationship with the Father. In a world today that many of us spend a lot of time looking at the Facebook, how about facing this book? There is a Facebook, but I pray in the name of Jesus, as we face this book, may we come face to face with Abba Father. I repeat, much more than Facebook, as we face this book, his word, may we come face to face with Abba Father. And guess what happens? When we come face to face with him, he rubs his face on our face, such that everywhere you go for the rest of your life, people will not just see your face, but may they see the face of God all over your face. Because this is what this prodigal son did. Ultimately, he came face to face with his Father. What a place to come to. So I put here, as we genuinely repent, we are restored to God. As we genuinely repent, we are restored to God. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is released through us. It's released through us. When you think of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was on the face of the earth, beloved, the first message Jesus was preaching was the message of repentance. Somebody say repentance. Hallelujah. Repentance. And this is another good thing about repentance. God's wisdom for repentance is to take us, let me use this word, to the penthouse. You know, just like in every tall building, there's always what they have as the penthouse. And the penthouse is often the topmost part of the building. And you know as well as I know that penthouses are not cheap. They are oftentimes the one of the most expensive part of those high tower. I believe God with you, that as you realize how important repentance is in your life, to know how to change your mind on what God says, change your mind in, and you make that returning to him. Oh, may he take you to a higher place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So it brings us, it releases us into that kingdom. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, Matthew 4:17. Reads, and I quote, he says, from that time, Jesus began to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just imagine, the first message, the beginning of Jesus's preaching was on repentance. And it says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I remember many years ago, I was in California, and with this great man who is going to be with the Lord, Jack Aiford. And he was teaching. He sat a group of us pastors down and was sharing. And he was talking about repentance and about the kingdom. He says, when you read the scripture where he says the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he says, how close is your hand to yourself is how close the kingdom is to you. So when it says the kingdom of heaven is at hand, imagine when we repent, the kingdom of heaven is as close to us, just as close as our hands to ourselves. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is not just talking about just as the heavenly kingdom as we know, but just imagine what the kingdom of God is. The Bible says the kingdom is not meat. The kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. Just imagine that in any area, in any issues of our life, whether it's on a marital issue, whether it's on our health issues, that God put his finger and says, son, I want you to change your mind and change your way of thinking. And you see how the kingdom of heaven comes close to you. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. Oh, I pray, may the kingdom of God invade your life as you begin to appropriate the wisdom for repentance in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because this was what this prodigal son did. He took off from his father, he went to a far country. The Bible says, and when he came to himself, he came to himself. That's it's almost like he made a U-turn and returned back to himself. And then said, I will return. So from repentance to returning, I will arise, go to my father. I've sinned against heaven. He changed his mind. He changed his mind. Hear me. The battlefield today is not Ukraine. It's not Afghanistan. The battlefield of life many times is in the area of our thinking. Oh, I pray in every area of our life when repentance is concerned, may we appropriate it, and may the kingdom of heaven invade our life. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. Not only does this kingdom invade our life, it also brings about a revival that is released among us. So when we repent, it also brings about a revival being released among us. Revival released among us. I believe that as a church and as the body of Christ, we need to see a revival released among us. Revival is not only just when we have a big crusade. Ladies and gentlemen, we need a revival among us. We need a revival in our family life. We need a revival in our small fellowship. We need a revival in our gatherings. It is this revival that happens inside us that affects the world around us. Because if the revival does not take place inside of you and I, it cannot happen around the world, around us. It shall be well with us in Jesus' name. So talking about God's pattern for restoration, I believe that in the past few preachings we've had, the other men of God, they've spoken about restoration. I tried to listen to one or two, but there's no end to telling what restoration is. Restoration, I put here, according to the dictionary, To restore means to bring back to a formal or original condition. When something is restored in the scripture, however, it is always increased, multiplied, or improved so that its later state is significantly better than its original state. Your life and my life will get better than what it was. Just imagine that prodigal son. What happened ultimately in his life as a result of repentance returning? Things got so better for this prodigal son that his own brother was jealous of him. Listen to me. You are not blessed until people around you become jealous of you. Glory to God. You'll be so blessed that the world, the people around you begin to be jealous of you. Because those who look down on you will begin to look up to you. When you get to the point wherein you embrace repentance and you return back to your heavenly Father and he restores you, there will be an element of jealousy from the people around you. But my belief is this, because you have grown on the inside, you will be able to handle it. I think it was T.D. Jakes who preached the message, "Can you stand to be blessed?" Because there are some blessing that comes into your life that it's too much. And toward the end of this meeting tonight, I will give you a word the Lord God gave me a few hours before this meeting started after I was praying tonight. And I will remember to tell you that in a minute. Remember what happened to Job? When God restored Job after the terrible trials he endured, he gave him twice what he had lost and blessed him more in his later days than the beginning. God's restoration is not just to give you back what you lost. God will give you much more than what you lost. God will also improve your condition, because you're going to look better. You're going to think better. You're going to sing better. This restoration will cut across even in your ministry, such that even in your old age, I like how the Bible puts it, even in old age, you say you will be fat when God restores you. Notice that word, fat and flourishing. F-A-T. Fat. Fat there is not just physical fatness. You will be faithful, you will be available, and you will be teachable. The man God restores come to that place of flourishing that they become spiritually fat. Spiritually fat. F-A-T. Faithful, available, and teachable. Glory be to God. I say glory be to God. Let's go on further. I put here, the ultimate restoration is the return of the church, the bride of Christ, to the majesty and the glory of God intended for her, corporately as the church on the earth. Part of God's agenda for restoration is the restoration of the majesty of his glory that he intends for the church, and much more than ever before. There's going to be an invasion of God's glory into our life, which means far beyond just the individual restoration we experience, whether it's in our health, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's in our ministry. There is about to be a restoration of God's glory. Psalm 84 verse 11 say, "For the Lord God is a sun, the Lord God is a shield. He will give grace, he will give glory. No good thing will be withheld from those who walk uprightly." And you need to begin to position yourself for this end time invasion of glory that is coming into your life. Which means when you talk, it is glory. When you walk, it is glory. In your career, it is glory. Glory is the witness of God's endowment upon a man's life. Is the weightiness of his presence, is the weightiness of his anointing, is the weightiness of his favor that comes upon a life, and God wants to restore it. It will no longer be said Ichabod. No, no, no. Your story and my story will not be Ichabod. When the glory departed in this season, there will be an invasion and a restoration of glory. Why? Because the glory of this later house shall be greater than the former in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Let me go on further. We see that in the beginning, man, through disobedience, lost God's image, that is his godliness, as well as his intimacy and his fellowship with the Lord, his creator. Because when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, what they lost was the glory. Was the glory. Because all their life, they were never naked. They were never naked. But disobedience just brought them to that place when God visited them. Just imagine, on a regular basis, God visited Adam and Eve in the garden. And they never felt naked. But after disobedience, they felt naked. Why? What was the root of this nakedness? The glory lifted of their life. The glory lifted of their life. But aren't you glad in Christ Jesus, the glory is restored? Before Jesus left the earth, he said to you and I, he said to the church, he said, the glory you give to me, I give to them. Oh, I pray every area of your life, may he be said, there is glory. Glory when you rise up. Glory when you lie down. Glory when you go out. Glory when you come in. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So God has a never unending desire to see that your life and my life is restored to this new level of the dimension of glory. The glory of God keeps you strong. The glory of God keeps you healthy. The glory of God makes you and I become the desire of the nations. He says in his word, every eye that see you, they will acknowledge you, that you are the seed whom the Lord has blessed. Never again will men look down on you. Why? Because of the glory of God that is radiating on you. No wonder God said through Isaiah the prophet, he said, arise. Arise means get up. Get up from where you are seated. Get up from your low self-esteem. Get up. Get up. Think big. Do something new. Why? Because your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. His glory is risen upon you. Hallelujah. I put here, like the prodigal son and his father, God is committed to restore the intimate love relationship that was lost in Eden. I repeat, like the prodigal son and his father, God is committed to restore the intimate love relationship that was lost in Eden. And guess what? In Christ Jesus, God restores his people to the father-like relationship that was broken by Adam's disobedience. Glory to God. This is what Christian life is all about. It's not a religion. That's why all the days of your life, you will not endure being a Christian. You will enjoy being a Christian. I repeat again, for the rest of your life and my life, you will never endure being a Christian. You will enjoy being a Christian. I gave my heart to the Lord as a 12-year-old boy. Even though I was born into what you would call a Christian family, but that never made me a Christian. As a matter of fact, at the age of 9, I was already in the choir in the Anglican church in my country, in the northern part of Nigeria, Zaria. I was in a choir. There was always this passion for God, such that at the point I was thinking I wasn't doing too bad. Afterwards, out of 10 commandments, I was doing 8. I was doing 8 until I heard the gospel in my secondary school about the need to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. It's amazing how the gospel just opens the door unto restoration in our lives. And that was the beginning of this journey that I I don't endure this Christian life. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And thank you, Bishop, for the compliment. This Sunday also marks my 59th year birthday. So 30 years of ministry and 59 years on the face of the earth. And it's still getting better with Jesus. Somebody shout glory. And say, it's a new day in my life. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. So God wants us, we are destined to be conformed to the image. Because the all desire of God is that we display Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. He said, as he is, so we are in this world. We are in this world. Christ-likeness means like the anointed one. We are not just Christian by name. The word Christians means like the anointed one. And you cannot be anointed and be annoyed. I repeat, no, life will not bring annoyance into your life. Because you are walking in the glory, you're walking in the anointing. And because you are walking in the anointing, you will not walk in annoyance. Nothing will make you so annoyed that you hate life. No, you will enjoy life. You will not endure life all the days of your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. I read. He says here, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I like that. We are predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. We are predestined to be conformed. And hear me, you cannot be conformed to the image and be deformed. I repeat, you cannot be conformed to the image of the son and be deformed. Deformity is not just physical deformity. No, the worst kind of deformity is the deformity of the mind when a man does not know how to repent. To repent. Oh, I love that word. I love that word. It's not just for unbeliever. Repent. Change of mind. A change of mind. Glory be to God. This is my challenge to you. Be quick to repent on any area of your life that God calls for your attention. Be quick to repent. Then when you think of King David and you think of King Saul, why did God call David a man after his own heart? It wasn't because David was a perfect man. It was because when God laid his finger on the area of the life of King David, he repented. No wonder he said, it is against you that I have sinned. A man who knows how to repent, don't cover up. No, because he who covereth his sin, Bible says, will not prosper. But he who forsakes, he who repents, that's the man God honors. And hear me, repentance is not just on what we talk about, big sin. No, there's no big or small sin. God can even be dealing with some areas of our habits. It can be in the area of how we eat. It can be in the area of how we relate with people. He knows. He knows your makeup. He knows my makeup. He knows the areas that he will divinely put his finger. And you will hear that still small voice. And that still small voice will make you to be able to begin to address your soul. I say it again. His still voice into your spirit man helps you to address your soul. Because where oftentimes we fall flat is the area of our mind. That's why someone like David, King David, kept on speaking to his soul. He told his soul, forget not all his benefits. Don't forget his benefit, because our soul many times forget what we should remember, and our soul remembers what we should forget. It's our soul, but we must know how to be in that place through repentance that we can address our soul. I told him in the church few days ago, I said, in this year, you must know how to speak to yourself. You speak to yourself. look at the mirror, speak to yourself and say, you can't say that. You can't do that. What does that mean? Your spirit man, which is in tune with God, will address your soul. It was the same David who spoke to his soul. He said to his soul, why are you cast down, O my soul? This year, don't let your soul control you. Control your soul by the power of God at work in your spirit, man. He told the soul, don't be cast down. Don't be in that place that you begin to entertain pity party. No more pity party. No, no more pity party. You tell your soul to arise. You tell your soul to wake up, to line up with God's plan. Hallelujah. Don't forget, the prodigal son came to himself where it is his mind. He came to himself and he began to address himself that I'm going to return back. And once you make up your mind on your spirit, your soul has to follow the leading of your heart. It shall be well with you and I in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I put here, be quick to repent on any area of your life that God calls for your attention. God calls for your attention. Why? Because when you give God your attention, you will know his intention. I repeat, when you know how to give God your attention, you will know his intention. Hear me. God has great intention, beautiful intention, good plans for you. He said to his people, I know the plans I have for you. It's a plan to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope. Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, when you begin to give God your attention, you will know his intention. And when you know his intention, what people say becomes immaterial. Because in this last day, only God's word will be the final word in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when it comes to restructure and building, this restoration and restructuring, it is important that we must also rebuild the altar of prayer in our life. Don't forget, the central theme for this conference is restoration and restructuring. So when God restores us through repentance, returning and restoring, repentance, returning and restoring, then we bring in the restructuring. And one of the areas I sense the Lord was saying there has to be a restructuring is the rebuilding of the altar of our prayer life. Don't forget, just like the prophet of old, when there was a contest, the contention by the prophet of the Baal, and he said, let the God who answers by fire, let him be God. And after all those prophets of Baal were dealt with, the prophet of God rebuilt the altar. Oh, I pray this year, there'll be a rebuilding of the altar of prayer in our lives. I went to bed two nights ago, and the Spirit of the Lord began to challenge me to read Jeremiah chapter 33. And I know the exact verse he wanted me to focus on was on that verse 3. And I read that chapter 33 of the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah, is a scripture we all know. Let me read the first three verses and see what happens with restructuring our prayer altar. In Jeremiah 33, from verse 1 to verse 3, I read and I quote. Let's read from verse 1. Let's read from verse 1. Thank you. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Now, as a result of calling on him and God showing him what great and mighty thing he does not know, look at what follows in verse 10 to verse 11. So when we rebuild the altar of our prayers, look at this restructuring. Look at what it brings into our life. Look at it in verse 10 of Jeremiah 33. He says, thus says the Lord, again, there shall be heard in this place, of which you say, it is desolate, without man, without beast, in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man, and without inhabitants, and without beast. Listen to this, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom the voice of the bride, the voice of those who say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. And for those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, for I will cause the captive of the land to return as at the first. Look at that. So when the altar of prayer is rebuilt, in the place wherein we allow God to deal with us, where repentance, returning, and restoring is concerned, it says the old story will change. And let me encourage some of our beautiful sisters and beautiful sons, brothers in the Lord, who are believing God for husband or for wives, for new relationship. If you will bear in mind what I'm sharing with you tonight, just as this scripture says here, I love this. It says, thus saith the Lord, again there shall be an herb in this place of which you say it is desolate, without man, without beast, in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem, and desolate, without man, and without inhabitants of the beast, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride. I repeat, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. I can't wait to hear of how many marriages will take place in this church this year, in your church this year. Bishop and Pastor, so many marriages is about to take place because sons and daughters of the Most High God are coming into the place of repentance, returning and restoring, and it will follow with the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember when our first daughter went through a challenge in her life where relationship is concerned. She's now 32 years old, and she had a challenge with regards to relationship, and she made a mistake of going out with this wrong person, which suddenly things just went bad, and I saw it coming. But you know, sometimes some of our young ones will have to learn through the process, and we must be willing to just wait at home to receive them back when they come to themselves. And we never throw away the baby with the bat, no. And this wisdom was what I shared with her when she was going through all she was going to, relationship was concerned. I said to her, if you will sit down and go back to God's pattern of repentance, of returning and restoring, in this area of your marital life, when God restores you, people will become to be jealous of you. And by the grace of God, the process began. And the process, God achieved the process. By the grace of God, she's married now. And with a husband who loves the Lord. And I believe God that none of our sons and daughters will fall for the wrong stuff. And if for any reason things have gone wrong in your life, that's not the end of the story. God still has a way of restoring back what you lost, bigger and better than before. And so shall it be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bear in this picture that this structure is like a triangle. God's restoration and restructuring is like a triangle. And the Holy Spirit began to show me, because oftentimes I've always said that marriage is like a triangle. God at the apex, the man at the bottom, and the woman at the bottom. But it showed me also, I think I put the diagram on my note earlier on this evening, just before the service started here, to show that it's like a triangle. When there is repentance and there's a restoring, there will be a restoration. Repentance, restoring, and restoring. And what I see God saying is that as a result of repentance and restoring, it's not just going to restore. There's going to be a reign of restoration. Restoration. Just like it's from above, there's going to be reign. And this is the word, and I'm going to round up with these, Bishop and Pastor Mrs. as I sat down on the bed and getting ready for tonight's service, I heard this word, and I'm yet to even declare it in our church because I believe God gave me first impression for this meeting tonight. He says, stretch out to welcome the unprecedented avalanche of God's favor. Stretch out to welcome the unprecedented avalanche of God's favor. Child of God, this restoring and restructuring is to make way for the unprecedented avalanche of God's favor. I know you've heard that word favor, but hear me. This is not just favor that you've known as favor is. It's going to be unprecedented. And it's going to be like an avalanche. And I know that people living in Canada, you've seen some snow that comes like an avalanche. It comes like an avalanche, such that you better be ready for it. And I'm looking forward to the testimony that will begin to break forth on every side in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I round up from where I started. God's plan for you is restoration. And this restoration will be as a result of your willingness of your heart to say, you know what? I want to come into this father and son relationship with my Heavenly Father. I will be quick to repent. I will be quick to return. And God will be quick to restore in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I put the seal of his precious blood upon the four walls of your life, that may 2023 be the year of open heavens upon every areas of your life. And let me round up with a prayer for healing and health. I think yesterday, in line with that same Jeremiah, I was reading, it reminded me of the area of restoration of healing and health. And Bishop, permit me to pray for people where healing and health is concerned. God's word says in that scripture, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, he says, for I will restore health to you. I will heal your wounds, say the Lord, because they have called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no one seeks after, for whom no one cares. God say, I will restore health to you. I pray tonight, Father, you sent your word heals them. I pray for sons and daughters of God. I pray for people who don't even know you, who may have been battling with anything that is health issues, that from the crown of your head to the soles and the tip of your toes, the God of my Father who has healed me, who have made me healthy, who has helped me break through all kinds of challenges of the past. Today I pray, may the mighty hand of God come upon your body, your mind, your soul, and bring about a restoration of healing and health. I rebuke every sickness and disease. I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that in this house, none will be barren. None will say, I am sick in the name of the Lord Jesus. So today, be healed from the crown of your head to the soles and the tip of your toes in Jesus' name. May the Lord give you a new song in this season. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you.
Wow. What a word. I was just sitting down listening to you. And one of the things that came loud into my spirit was that when a man of God is quiet, that's when it's most dangerous. The words that you spoke penetrated. I'm not making up words or thoughts now. I said, this word is penetrating every cell of my body.
Glory to God.
It's a powerful word. Powerful word. Oh, that God used you tonight to touch us. That's amazing.
Thank God.
Just the reading of the scripture from Luke. The Lord said something to me as you read it. He said, I believe it was in the 20th verse. He said, when the young man was afar off, long distance away, his father saw him and ran to him.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, I am going to bridge the gap.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to take the steps that you were meant to take and make the distance shorter. Wow. Wow. I thank you.
Thank God. Thank God.
That you brought this word to us today. I believe that's that word, speedify. Hallelujah. He's bridging that gap so that you don't have to go all that way.
Yes, sir.
He's going to cut the distance shorter.
In the name of Jesus.
Let there be a manifestation of the word of life.
Amen.
For we repent.
Yes.
We return.
Yes.
And we receive total restoration.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are truly, truly blessed beyond words. How God has raised up men in the earth. Our world is about to receive an invasion.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've known many big names. But I see God using so many that the world has not known to shatter things. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And
glory.
Bishop, you're one of those. God is using you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, when I was coming in, the Lord says, tonight is going to be a night of investigations.
Glory to God.
So that we come to a place of understanding and discernment to appropriate. And that was one of the reasons I wore this, to remind me of Sherlock Holmes.
Glory to God.
Because God is going to make his people dangerous.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Man of God, I'm not going to let you go yet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I sense there are prayer points from the message. There are so many prayer points from the message you shared today.
Jesus.
And if you don't mind,
yes,
lead us, you know, give us some prayer points and we'll pray about it, and give us another one, we'll pray about it.
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right.
Sir. Yes, sir. Praise God.
Glory to
one
God.
Of the in the book of Malachi, which oftentimes people think is about just tithe and offering. But Malachi is about restoration.
Yes.
It's about restoration. And one of the areas I want us to pray tonight is that God will give us the grace to return to him.
Mm.
To return to him with all our heart. To return to him with our time, with our talents, with our treasure.
Yes.
To return to him. In the scripture, we all know in the Malachi chapter 3, from verse 6 to verse 8. Mm. Malachi 3, 6 to 8 says, he said, for I am the Lord, I do not change.
Mm.
Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. He said, return to me, and I will return to you.
Yes.
Says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? Do not rob God. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what ways have we robbed you? In tithes and offering. But what came first was not just the tithe and the offering. It is in returning
to God.
In returning. Return to Him. Meaning with our time. Areas wherein we have allowed other things, because what the enemy steals first and foremost in people's life is not money, it's time. Because what brought the money was the dispensing of our time that right. we get paid for whatever. But many areas also, people also have gone away with the time God gave them to invest it in what does not matter. Let me see one of the notes I was putting here earlier on. Yeah. I say, regarding this prodigal son, he spent it all. And God said, you must spend some on yourself, but you must invest more in God's kingdom and others.
Hallelujah.
But he spent it all. But God is not against you spending some, but you must invest more in God and in God's kingdom. We're going to pray tonight. Lord, we repent for the areas we have taken away from you our time. We've taken away from you our talents. See how many men and women were endowed with talents to be used in the house of God. They took it away to the pub house. They've taken it away to the disco houses. And they are, these are Christians. Mm. Lord, forgive us for what you gave us and we took away from you. Lord, we are returning back to you. Oh, with God. Our time, with our talents, and with our strength. Let's begin to pray. Father, we repent for the things you gave us that we took from you. We ran away from you, just like the prodigal son ran away with what you gave, what was given to him by his father. Lord, forgive us for the things you gave us, that rather than using it for you, and you not minding us using some for ourselves, but we've used it all out there. Lord, we receive our heart, O God, to return to you what you gave to us. Yes, Lord, you say, return to me, and I will return to you. Begin to pray. Father, I receive the grace to return to you. To return to you with my time. To return to you with my talent. To return to you with my treasure. Because you gave it to me to use it for you. And you not minding me using some on myself. God, we receive grace tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of, and the next prayer point I want us to pray is, the Lord, grant me grace to be humble to receive correction.
Yes, Lord.
Grant me grace to be humble to receive correction. Yes. He whom the Father loves, he will chastise, he will correct. Yes. I think one of the things that has hindered many people in experiencing God's restoration is pride. 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 Pride is not just for unbelievers. There are believers today that are pride. They are not teachable. They are not yet. They cannot be corrected. But God, tonight, will receive a teachable spirit. Mm. We'll receive a teachable spirit. Yes. So that we'll be humble enough. Yes, Lord. We'll be able enough to receive your chastisement.
Faithful.
You chastise us by your word. Lord, we receive grace to walk in. Have you not said in your word, you give more grace to the humble, but you resist the proud from afar off. Lord, in our family life, in our children's life, Lord, in what you call us to do, whatever there's any altar of pride and arrogance, Lord, forgive us and grant unto us, all young and old, the grace to walk with a contrite and a humble heart. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that God has used you to do, that you made yourself available. You said it, faithful, available, and teachable. You're a fat man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I am so thrilled in my spirit. Let us all as the people of God, wherever you are, online, in person, you know, just give a good clap offering unto the Lord and celebrate the gift of God. Amen. Amen. We're truly blessed. We look forward, believing that this year our feet will step into your beautiful land.
Right. Amen. There. Amen. Amen.
And
long overdue.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. And Pastor Joyce, we thank you for sharing yourself and your husband with us tonight. The Lord bless you both. Saints, let's just rise. I know they're over there on the screen. Let's just stretch our hands towards the screen right now and just pronounce the blessings of God. Father, we declare and decree by the authority of your everlasting word that you, the God who elevates,
yes, Lord.
You, the God who establishes, you, the God who furnishes, Lord, O God, that you will do the extraordinary in the life of your servant.
Amen.
And his ministry.
Amen.
Lord, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for grace fellowship. Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the outpouring, oh God, of grace upon your servants and upon the congregation and the ministries that you've laid upon their hearts. Yes. Lord, oh God, let there be an outpouring. Even as he declared, oh God, the unprecedented avalanche of favor. Oh, Father, we celebrate this avalanche together.
Yes,
we receive and celebrate, oh God, the magnificence, oh God, of the glorious things that you have kept in store. Lord, the shaking has released, oh God, the avalanche. For the avalanche does not happen without a shaking. But this shaking, oh God, is releasing the blessings.
Yes, Lord.
And we are overtaken by the blessings. We are surrounded by the blessings. We are carried by the blessings. So it is for your servant, for his wife, his family, his ministry, and this household of faith. Lord, your glory is risen, and the glory of this latter house is greater than the former.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Your word says, the silver and the gold is yours.
Yes, Father God.
We thank you, Lord, for the glory of the things of the Spirit. Well, we thank you for the glory also of resources. For our pockets are not filled with holes.
In the name of Jesus.
No. Our priorities are right. And we are focused on doing that which your word says. Seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing is added unto us. Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes,
amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Thank you so very much, Son of the Most High God. We give God praise for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
and,
sir. Thank
you, ma'am. Truly enjoyed your ministration today.
Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank
God bless you all.
God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Good night.
God bless. Good night.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning to you. Yeah. But it's time for him to be sleeping. So it's good night still. Hallelujah. Well, just be seated as he's released to go on. It's our time to honor God. Whether you are actually here or you are here virtually, I want to encourage you at this time to do the appropriate thing. I want you to give. God wants you to give. I want you to do it in faith, by faith, through faith. Looking unto the author and the finisher of your faith. The one thing I want you to truly learn how to do is to hear the instruction of the Lord. One of the first things the man of God shared with us tonight was about patterns. And when he talked about patterns, he talked about Moses and how God gave him patterns on what he needed as sacrificial giving for the building of the tabernacle. Well, God wants to connect you. This is a way to connect. I cannot do it for you. I can only show you how it is done. Then you choose to obey God, or you choose to disobey God. But if you elect to obey God, you will see how much God is going to pour into your life. Just trust Him. That's what I have to do. I was thinking, driving somewhere today, I was thinking about how for years we taught the Word of God, how God is going to prosper you. And we did not have any money in our pocket. We were going to Salvation Army and the thrift stores. There used to be a store just by Dufferin. I don't know what it was called now. And all they sold was terrible fruit and everything else. That's what we could afford. We had no capacity. But we kept on saying what God's word said. And then came the time when it flipped. It is still changing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our first home that we bought, there was a man living in the house who wanted to buy it. 2 weeks before we came, had made an offer to the owner, and it offered the owner $40,000 less or more. How do I put it? We paid $60,000 less than asking price, if you can understand. We paid $60,000 less than asking price to a Jewish lawyer. And the man who was living in the house offered $40,000 more 2 weeks before. He was turned down. We come back 2 weeks later, we offered $60,000 less. And we get it. And the guy who is living in the house is kicked out. Who does that? God. You know why he did it? Because of giving. When he asked us to give him everything that was in our account so that we can come into this building, we turned it all over. Do you know the amount that we give to God? You know how many years we had tried to save it? No less than 10 years, and we'd not save that much. How much longer it would have taken us to save what we saved. So when we talk about giving, nobody's trying to get anything from you. We all need to rise. Everybody, you just trust God. Because this year, you don't have to be the one who is envious and jealous of your brother. This year, let the world be envious and jealous of you, because they have no clue or understanding on why you are so blessed. And you're going to say, bless the Lord. Amen. So just come. Just honor God. Use information online. If you are virtual, tomorrow we're going to have another man of God. I and Mama have been with this man of God in the nations. We've ministered side by side. I respect him. As I was talking to Papa about who it is that he wants to speak to us, his name came up. I said, well, I'll get him to speak to us. And tomorrow, we're going to hear him minister the word of the Lord to us. And our lives are going to be forever changed. This year, don't just hear the word. Be the word. Amen? God said, and at the end of the year, we didn't see it. It's not our portion. There will be a manifestation. You make that decision that you will receive everything Father has for you. And that God will showcase you in 2023. 2023 is going to be a blast for you of good things. Hallelujah. 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 That's interesting. I'm going to ask Mama to come in a moment to pray with us. But you know, there is, I don't know what the name of that show is on television. They have XXX on it. And there's, it's a talent thing. Does anybody know what that is called? Yeah, America has talent, and they have the UK Got Talent. What I just saw a moment ago was a gold button. When you are on the stage and you've done your thing and you just get all four, what do you call those guys? Huh? Judges, thank you. All four judges give you their okay, then you go on. But when you get the gold, there is a shower of glitter, gold glitters all around you. That means you've gone to the finals. I saw that. Hallelujah. There are people that God is just going to go like, amen. Praise the Lord. And you're going to just be catapulted. You don't have, yeah, that's what he was talking about. You know, as you come into the Father, he's going to, you know, I mean, if you know God's steps and your steps are not the same amount. You know, my granddaughter, Ayana, you know, if she takes a step, it's going to be that much. When I take a step, it's that much. So you come in and God is coming and it's like there's going to be a collision. Hallelujah. Faster than you can imagine, things are going to happen for you, for me, for us, faster than we can imagine, because God is saying, and it's all gold. Hallelujah. Do you receive that? Then say amen. 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 Oh, please come. We're going to take communion to this word today. Did you receive a communion? No, just you can say what you need to say, then do that.
Praise the Lord. Just one moment, please. Praise God forevermore.
Amen.
Well, are you glad you came tonight? You know, I'll tell you, this is one of the best messages you will ever hear. You know why? Because it's authentic. It's not just to make you feel emotional. If you practice what was preached tonight, you will make it in 2023.
Yeah.
You will see victory. You will see success. You know, one of my motto is quick to repent, quick to forgive. You must do that. Once you repent, then you have given God room to work for you. May God work on every one of our behalf. He has done it already, but for him to answer us, for that returning and that restoration to take place, that's the key. You can't be living and doing whatever you feel like and expect restoration. God is a just God. God is faithful and God is holy. He's going to do things with his own standard.
Amen.
Not our standard, but his standard.
Amen.
So somebody say, I will. So stand with me. If you have received your elements, if you haven't, while they are passing it, wave your hand so you can get yours. You know, somebody say, I will repent.
I will repent.
Somebody say, I will return to the Lord.
I will return to the Lord.
And I will receive my restoration.
And I'll receive my restoration.
Hallelujah. See, it is a prodigal son, that son that made the decision. God did not make it for him. The father allowed him to go. Whatever he wants to do, God will never force himself on any one of us. Mm-hmm. He had to come to that realization. What am I doing? He came to himself. Somebody say, I will come to myself.
Come to myself.
Somebody say, I will come to myself.
I'll come to myself.
Somebody say, I will come to myself.
I'll come
somebody
to
say,
myself.
I have come to myself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you have to return to the Father's house. Somebody says, I'm running to the Father's house.
I'm running to the Father's house.
Yes. I believe when he said the Father looked from afar and took that step, I didn't see many steps. I just saw one step and Father was there to grab his child. Father is waiting for all of us. This year we will see the embrace of the Lord.
Amen.
And his embrace is going to be sweet.
Amen.
it's going to be sweet in my life. Somebody say it's going to be sweet in my life.
Sweet in my life.
Say it's going to be sweet in my life.
It's going to be sweet in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I like the other word he gave us. It's the word dafat, you know. Faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being available and teachable. May God give us a teachable spirit.
Amen.
You know, once you have that teachable spirit, you will be faithful. And you will be available to follow the moving of the Lord. So let us, I'll do the bread and then I'll pray. All right? Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the man of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this bread of life. We thank you, God, that we've eaten your word tonight. And your word was delicious. And that word is working in our lives now. We thank you, Almighty God, that every part of us that is broken, our soul, our mind, our thoughts, emotion, they are all being restored because we have returned back to you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Repent of every sin and every ugliness. Mm. Lord, we ask that you cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We return back to you, O God, and we receive your restoration. Yes. For he restoreth my soul.
Yes.
You restore my soul. Somebody say, he restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness.
Yes.
For his name's sake. Lord, you have done it. We give you praise.
Amen.
We give you praise that we will enjoy that place of stillness, that place of still waters, that place of green pastures, that place of that deluge, of avalanche, of your blessing that is flowing towards us this 2023. The word of the Lord is working in our lives. This word, this body of Christ, and that you have put together, we have victory and success, healing, deliverance, and wholeness this 2023 and beyond. In Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Amen. Take and eat.
This is the blood shed for the remission of sins. The blood that cleanses us. The blood that makes it possible for us to be called part of the family of God. This is the blood of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The blood that marks our lives. And when the destroyer comes, can't touch us. This is the precious blood that protects our first fruit, our firstborn, the first in our lives. And when the first is protected, the rest is blessed. May we receive the full abundance and impact,
yes,
at this table of communion as we take of this precious, precious, precious blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Take, drink, in Jesus' name. There is a song that we used to sing many years ago. It went something like this. I am delivered, praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. I am delivered, praise the Lord. I'll sing it again. I am delivered, praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, I am delivered. Praise the Lord. That is your song.
Amen.
You are delivered.
Amen.
Amen. Experience the goodness of God.
Amen.
We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. And then on Saturday will be the finale of the speaking aspect. And then the week following, all that week, is going to be a time of silence right here. The Bible says, I inquired of the Lord in the house of the Lord. You're going to come. You're going to take a notebook with you. And quietly, while you talk to God, you spend most of the time listening. My prayer for everyone is that you have the ears of hearing. And the Bible says that faith comes. So that particular week is the week that the faith, sit down. That week is going to be the most important week in your life this year, because that week is going to be the time that the faith that you need to take back everything God has for you is going to be released into your spirit man. It's going to be the time that your soul is going to be so impacted. The Word of God says, I wish above all things that you do what?
Prosper.
And be what? In health. Even as what? Your soul prospers. Your soul prospers by the entrance of the Word. You hearing God, you're going to have that particular skill of being able to hear God clearly. And as you hear Him clearly, you're going to fully appropriate what you're hearing by faith, because that faith is going to be released out of your mouth to move mountains. It is not that 2023 will not have its challenges, but 2023 is already agreeing with you that whatever challenges are in the pathway of your life, they are moving out.
Amen.
Because 2023 is an entrance year.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if you heard me yet. Amen. Just good night for night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Amen.
If I keep on talking, I'll keep you too long.
Anybody on Zoom?
Oh, yeah, Zoom. Anybody on Zoom?
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Hi, Minister Dean.
Yes.
We should always look this way to say hi.
Yeah.